We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So let's go over. Let's make our escape. Let's go there.
Sing it, John.
No.
Why won't you sing?
Absolutely not.
I need to see the package.
Marks and Reese, we're back. John Johnson in the Ike Reese chair. Best bad bands, Creed has to be considered for that spot.
Yeah, that's a one seed right there.
Is it?
Definitely.
See, young Jack Fritz probably loved Creed.
Well, like, we had this game in college where, as you know, obviously when you're pre-gaming or whatever, and anytime Creed came on, You had to chug your beer, slam your can on the ground, and kick it into the walls. So it was called Creeding.
Oh, my God.
The rest of it just said, oh, great, Creed. Put in a different channel on, please.
So when were they biggest?
Come on.
Creed's all right.
It was probably early 2000s, early and mid-2000s.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
If I remember, they had back-to-back albums, which were really successful. They sold a ton. And then their lead singer got so full of himself that the band broke up.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Scott Stapp. Is that his name?
I could see
Jack getting too big for WIP and needing to be a big star.
Yeah, me and Scott Stapp, both same wired the same way. I think you're too hard on Creed. So what's the best of those bad bands? I would say
the one that you would admit listening to?
No, I would agree with Jack. Creed's in a much different category than what do you call it?
What, Nickelback?
Than Nickelback, yes.
Well, is Creed closer to Pearl Jam or Nickelback?
Oh, my God.
Pearl Jam.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. Oh. Nickelback. No, there are better Nickelback, Jack.
They are.
I don't think they're better than Nickelback.
What is cool about Creed?
What's cool about Nickelback?
They have range.
No, they don't.
They got heavy metal. They got inspirational.
You can go on YouTube. There's some type of video where someone puts every song on top of itself, and they all sound the exact same.
There's a lot of bands that are like that, and those two fall in that category.
Yeah, and it's fine. They were very successful, made a lot of money. But like Nickelback's terrible. I would never listen to Nickelback. Right? I would say Hootie and the Blowfish. But see, like,
they're great.
But they're not a bad band. They were the stupid superstars. They were huge.
Yeah, they were. I mean, they came along at the right time and they caught everybody.
It's a 90s.
See, that's the thing. They caught everybody. Bands like Nickelback and Creed, they had like their faction of fans and everybody else hated them. I think almost everybody universally liked Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. All right, we'll get back to it. But Jack Fritz has the top 5 at 5. Hit it, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right. We got.
Well, happy National Ice Cream Day. Ice Cream Sandwich Day, actually. And obviously, the ice cream sandwich, which, you know, I kind of was out on for a little bit there. You know, like, it took me a little while to get back into the swing of things with the ice cream sandwich.
There's a lot of variety.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Ice cream sandwiches are delicious, and I've been buying them because my kids were like, what's that? And I showed them, oh, they love the ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, yeah. I got more back into them last summer. They're like the treat of my summer, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good. They're underrated, I would say. But so today I'm doing the top 5 things to get from the ice cream truck as a kid growing up, which is a tough list. We all have our favorites. But here's how I ranked them, okay? Number 5 is the Choco Taco.
The Choco Taco is a quality item. I don't think I have much to complain about there. Occasionally, you go to the supermarket.
Other than
still,
the price, maybe.
Well, you get the nice 4-pack at the supermarket now. Right. The problem is you don't eat just one; you have multiple.
Right. So my problem with the Choco Taco is I'm not a big fan of cones, and they have like the cone on the outside in place of the shell of the taco.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's a good item.
All right. Number four, I have the strawberry shortcake,
which
is just delightful. Now, John, you were slandering the strawberry shortcake
John
earlier.
Johnson was, yes.
Didn't appreciate that.
The rest of this list, just throw out now. It's all bad.
Oh, come on. It's a perfect mix of refreshing and sweet.
I would just like to make a statement that you should never, ever mix fruit or fruit flavors with ice cream. If I'm going to have my sweets, I want it all the way. If I want to have a fruit, I want to have it all the way. Those are two worlds that should never collide.
So listen, I would agree that this, I couldn't eat a strawberry shortcake every day like I could eat an ice cream sandwich every day. But every time I have them, they're so good. A strawberry shortcake.
It's like empty calories. It's like I'm going half in.
So you don't eat any fruit-related ice cream thing?
No, none.
None at all?
None. And if you're going to put
what about water ice?
Well, water ice is different. It's not ice cream.
Okay. Well, so I want to see how far you are willing to go with
Listen,
this thing.
If you're going to say, hey, let me give you a banana split, I'm going to say, keep that banana split to yourself.
Bananas should not be like, a part of any ice cream.
I like banana split minus the banana. I like everything else in it.
Yeah, it's the worst part of it.
Yeah, it's the worst part of it. I don't want it.
Just call it a split. And I'm like, that's like me with BLTs. I hate tomatoes, but I still like bacon and lettuce.
Well, I will eat BLMs all the time.
Yeah, I just call them BLs.
Bacon, lettuce, mayo.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah,
them all the time. I don't eat tomatoes.
Yeah. No, tomatoes are terrible. Number three, that's where I have the ice cream sandwich. I would get excited about an ice cream sandwich, but I think that there's some higher that are better.
Now, Jack, I got a problem here.
Okay.
We all like ice cream sandwiches, but if I am standing in front of an ice cream truck right now of about 50 varieties to choose from, the ice cream sandwich may be like 48th
on that
list.
Yeah, it doesn't make the list.
Really?
I agree.
Yes.
Because the ice cream sandwich is something that you can eat on a more regular basis. When the ice cream truck comes, you're looking for you want sticker shock. You want sizzle. You know what I mean?
You're saying the ice cream sandwich doesn't sizzle?
No, but that's the Choco Taco. You get the Choco Taco when the ice cream truck comes. You don't want that every day.
No.
It's too much.
Yeah, I mean, an ice cream sandwich I can get any time of the week, anywhere. And, unless I'm on the... Unless I'm on like, hey, I only have 75 cents, I have to choose between the snow cone and the ice cream sandwich.
Right.
Well, then there's a debate.
Yeah, the snow cone I don't get. Like, I like water ice a lot, but the snow cone, it's like, it's great for the first two bites, and then it's mostly just water.
That's all it is anyway. Yeah. It's just, flavored syrup and
but like, why don't you get like water ice at that point? Like, why would you get that and not just get
water? Well, they don't have water ice. Yeah. They have the little Italian ice with the wooden stick.
Yeah, that's not the same. That's more hard labor.
Yeah, I don't want it. But if you flip it around, then you have the bottom part that's very sweet.
Oh, you go straight to the bottom.
Well, yeah, that's what
everything
you're doing.
Sinks to the bottom.
You're working your way to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, that's too much.
All right, Jack.
All right, number two is the chocolate eclair bar. Like, I love the chocolate eclair more than the strawberry shortcake, even though they're very similar and they have the same texture. I just put the chocolate eclair in a different category.
Well, it's chocolate instead of strawberry. I enjoy the eclair. I like the strawberry shortcake over the eclair.
Ooh.
This list is just jumping the shark big time.
No, it's not. Why?
The eclairs are
delicious.
They're nice and all, but again, this John phrased it perfectly, sticker shock. If I got the ice cream truck right there and I'm running, trying to chase him at Olympic-style speed.
Yeah, which you don't have.
Stealing money out of your parents' purse.
I'm not stopping him to grab a chocolate eclair. I'm going for, boom, I got 250. What can I max out with?
All right, well, you get to your list after this list because this is the correct list. Number one is the Chipwich, the best of all of them. You get chocolate chip cookie and vanilla ice cream. There's no better combination.
I have no complaints there. The Chipwich is a delightful item. I wouldn't have it number one, but definitely in the top five.
All right, John Marks Media, I just put a poll up. Chocolate eclair or strawberry shortcake. All right, what's Jack missing? 215-592-9494. What did he miss on his ice cream truck favorites?
All right, John, I got to ask you a question now.
Yeah.
I need to take you to a much younger version of yourself, flagging down the ice cream man, and there's a variety of things here. Where did it's amazing how you remember it. Remember they used to have the ice cream bars with the wrestlers on them?
Sure, the WWF ones.
Yes.
It was like a cookie.
It was like a cookie with a sandwich on a stick.
Yeah.
That was usually number one there.
Oh, I get them so many times.
For my generation, that would be the SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. That's still very popular
or
now.
They had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That had the same kind of ice cream.
It's more
it
like a sherbet.
Cookie, but it's a sherbet type ice cream.
And the eyeballs were gumballs.
Correct.
See, that's good stuff right
and
there.
And here's the other thing. That, like, in my neighborhood, there wasn't an ice cream truck with that music. There was a Jack and Jill truck.
Yes.
And it had
yes.
a bell that it would ring. There wasn't a song. It was this damn bell you could hear from a half a mile away, which was the point.
Yeah, that was the idea. Yeah, you had to time it out perfectly.
Yeah, once you heard it, you would get a good 3 or 4 minutes to where you'd have to find where it's coming from. So now I'm going in mom's purse and grabbing a dollar bill or going up in the change drawer and stealing change.
There's something to be said for digging in the cushions for loose change. That's like a lost art form.
Oh, absolutely. It is. All right, so Jack, for the most part, it was a good list.
Thank you.
But I also like, I'm more in favor when the ice cream man comes of getting a popsicle type ice cream. The firecracker. Is a
that's the one? Is that the red, white, and blue one?
Yeah.
It's had many names, but that's a good one. That's
the
a very good one.
Firecracker is a good one. Also, the cone that has the bottom of the cone. It's a sugar. Not a sugar cone. The other cone. What are they called?
A waffle cone.
It has like a big chunk of chocolate at the bottom of
it. Yeah, you're talking about a drumstick.
That's what they're called.
I was trying to think of that earlier.
Drumsticks are number one seed in any conversation that you're having.
Oh, well, drumsticks. See, here's where the big problem came along. You know, the drumstick on the ice cream truck was awesome. But then when they started putting it on a supermarket shelf.
Well, 7-Eleven is where I started buying them.
When you could start buying them in bulk, that became a problem because you don't just eat one.
No, you can't.
You have two, and then you debate a third, and then you say, well, I should stop at three. And then sometimes you cave for a fourth.
It's a bad idea.
It's a horrible idea, but it's wonderful.
No, they're so good. 215-592-9494. These weren't in the ice cream trucks, but I got addicted to these. Snickers ice cream bars are unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain there's something illegal in them that makes them addictive. Because I agree with you. You get one and you have multiple. What's that?
And you let them melt but if you get them to where they're not super rock hard out of the freezer, and the inside caramel starts to get a little oozy.
Yes. Here's one other one which you can that Jack will have no idea ever existed, but you I guarantee had. The orange Flintstones push pop.
Absolutely. You push it up, it's like a round circular.
It was basically a toilet paper roll. That's what it was. You squeeze sherbet in a toilet paper roll and with a stick.
Isn't there orange in the sherbet?
It was orange sherbet.
Yes, okay, exactly. So you like that, but you don't like the strawberry shortcake. I think that's a bit fraudulent.
All right, listen, we're missing a bunch of ones. This could be our 5 o'clock Twitter question brought to you by Mark Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, Jim and Mark Jewelers is the place to go. Online, mark-jewelers.com. What are we missing here? And I don't want to take it, but I have one that's so good. Nick. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys.
What you got?
I got the best one.
I got
WWF ice cream bars.
Yeah, it's so funny that you said that. You missed so John said that, and I don't know when they stopped making them, but we both, that was one of the first items I would get when I'm choosing.
Now, I'm trying to remember this correctly. I know it had a certain WWE star on it, WWF at the time, but did it come with a card too?
Different ones. It came with the cookie on top and the chocolate ice cream or chocolate syrup shell on the back of it. Vanilla ice cream inside. It was the best by far on any ice cream.
Did it have a baseball card style, like a card inside? I'm trying to remember if it did or not.
I don't remember the baseball cards or the WWF cards, but I remember back in the day people were trying to bring this bar back because you just can't find it anywhere.
Yeah,
right. And they're good. All right, good call, Nick. So I'm looking at some here. Bobby the Brain Heenan, George the Animal Steel, and it has their picture, too. I was right about Andre the Giant. I remember getting an Andre the Giant.
Yeah, I mean, they had whoever the top five stars were at the time. That's who they used.
Million Dollar Man, Macho Man, even in Elizabeth.
Isn't it weird? I can still remember the way they tasted.
They're so good.
I still vividly remember that. It's weird.
We're missing this one. The Creamsicle. And that's maybe not an ice cream truck item that I would buy, but as far as frozen treats, that's a classic.
Yeah, but that was a bottom tier item for me. That was a, you know, that's not ice cream. That's more sherbet with a kind of a weird, somewhat filling. I think I'll pass on that. I mean, I would go screwball over that because screwball, you work your way to the bottom. It's got the gumball.
I wasn't a big screwball guy. Guided Door and Windows, their big summer sale event, 40% off all windows and doors. Call them today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GUIDA.com. Jeff in Limerick. Jeff. Jeffrey.
You guys you're missing the Nutty Buddy. That was the bomb back then.
The Nutty Buddy.
It sounds familiar, but I can't place. Was it on a stick?
No, it was a cone with vanilla ice cream, and then it had chocolate dripped over the top of it with some nuts on top of it.
Oh, it was like a king cone.
Yes.
It was almost like a king. Oh,
yeah, but is that an ice cream item, or is that just a regular bar?
Ice cream.
No, it was on
a
cone.
Ice cream. Yeah.
Okay, so Nutty Buddy cone. All right.
Andy, how about Razzles?
Razzles.
Razzles you chew for like 10 minutes, and then you have no flavor left in it, and you throw it away.
So the Nutty Buddy cone appears to be a ripoff of the, what was the cone we were talking about before?
The king cone.
Yeah.
Well, see, no, the last thing the caller brought up, if you were someone who said, whose parents, like, I don't have any money, so you went through, you rummaged through the house or in the cushions, and you found like 50 cents in like dimes and nickels, and right. You'd flag down the ice cream guy, and if you were lucky enough, it was usually the Jack and Jill trucks. They had a candy shelf behind, like above the cooler with the ice creams. So they had like the 5 cent gums, and remember like, God, what were they called? Like sour warheads and the hot ones, and that's where you would use the loose change if you didn't have enough to get the ice cream.
Here's a good one from Mike and Manny Young. Mitt, the baseball mitt and baseball gumball.
Oh, that was great. It was like the grand slam or the home run.
I remember it.
It had a name.
I didn't get it.
It was a pink glove, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and the gumball was a baseball.
Yes.
It had the you know, it was painted to be a baseball.
Is there anything worse than a gumball? Jack, are you like gumballs?
No, because they would lose flavor within.
They're disgusting.
Yeah, they're not very good.
You like gumballs?
Well,
like, see, that's what I'm saying. I never bought an ice cream item because of a gumball.
Well, the gumball on the ice cream was never good. I mean, that had 30 seconds of flavor, and then you would get rid of it. But a legit gumball, that can have some lasting flavor.
All right, one more on here.
Some work on the jaw.
Alan, North Carolina asks if we had the trucks, if the ice cream trucks had soft serve ice cream on them. And so they can make hot fudge sundaes.
Yeah, that's Mr. Softy you're speaking of.
Yeah, I've never had a Mr. Softy in any neighborhood I've ever lived in.
No.
No, with the Jack and Jill truck.
Well, I just want to inform you now, you and anybody else who has young children at the moment, I remember a Mr. Softy, and you can get the single or double cone. It was 75 cents or $1.25 at the time. Recently, because my kids are in youth sports, the ice cream guys they've cornered the market here. They pull up right by a baseball game, and they know they got you.
Yeah, that's smart.
It's a great move by them.
Yeah, and you don't have to drive and waste gas and all that. You just have a bunch of kids.
But be prepared when you go to a Mr. Softy or even the regular ice cream man now. Be prepared to spend your entire paycheck on 3 to 4 items because they have gone up significantly in price.
They have.
Oh, yeah. Like the
$3-4.
Like, yeah. Yeah. For
Are
one
they
item.
Really?
Yeah. They're very expensive now.
Oh, how times have changed.
Yeah. It sucks.
And oh, yeah. I know. I paid $3.35 for a gallon of gas today.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Put my head through a wall. $48 to fill my tank.
Well, at least
awesome.
You don't have a long drive.
Yeah, I know. Awesome. That's what I said when I'm like, do I want to get an SUV? Yeah, probably not, but I'm going to do it anyway.
It's worked out well.
Oh, my God. I thought we were over this whole gas thing. Thought we were got it back. It was like, two something.
No. It's the summer months. More people need it, therefore we have to jack up the price.
Let's go to Earl in Northeast Philly. Earl?
Yeah, hey, wow. This is like the most tremendous summertime random Ike Reese's app today topic. So
you're damn right.
I can't wait to see the ratings for you guys when they come out for this show.
Well, I don't know if we'll publish them, but thank you.
How about, and I got one that just popped into my mind. You're looking for obscure ones from ice cream trucks that you haven't been named yet. Remember when the Frogger video game was big?
Yeah.
They had one that was a Frogger on a stick.
I remember it.
And
yeah.
The shape of the Frogger character frog.
Yeah.
And I used to get it. It was great. And it was green, my favorite color.
It was like the mutant.
Oh,
it was like the Mutant Ninja Turtle, except
yeah.
it was shaped like the and it had like red eyes or something.
Yep.
It was the Frogger bar, and I used to look for it on the outside of the truck when you get there and you see everything that was available that day as the guy would stop and he's serving all the kids in line. You're waiting.
Yeah.
You got to decide what you're going to get, the firecracker, the push-up. No, I'll get the WWF bar. Oh, this truck has the SpongeBob guy. Oh, it was like great.
Man, you need to find an ice cream truck.
The 90s.
And go find one, man. You get excited about it. It's awesome.
Well, were you guys more Mr. Softy or Jack and Jill?
No,
what were differences?
We were Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill was just like a truck.
Yeah. I ended up having both go down my street. At different times. But yeah, there was significant. There's obvious. There's huge differences between the two.
Earl, do you know Herb from Northeast Philly?
Yeah, I'm the guy that, let's just say I go way back with Herb. He did used to play when he had a better body. He did play baseball. He was a catcher. That's how he's, you know, Mr. Baseball. He's not going to be having any powwow with Dave Dombrowski. Let's lay it on the table here.
That's not going to be happening.
But he is very passionate. He sort of has a half a clue about the organization and what they should be doing. I think he's going down to Washington for the day game Thursday, and then he's going to stay in that area and go to Baltimore for the Orioles and Rays Friday. That's his plan.
All right. Well, I'm glad you know. Yeah, can you go with him and take video so we have it?
Well, he's going to hit LA Fitness while he's down there. You know,
he's an interesting guy.
Working out. He's going to look for the Stairmaster at your suggestion, Mark.
All right, good.
And he's going to get back on the saddle with the working out. He got away from it for a while.
All right,
but,
good.
Yeah, he used to be a big baseball umpire back in his day, not anymore. And that's his connection to the baseball world. You know.
Well, thanks for sharing, Earl. Appreciate it.
Go find
a Frogger Bar.
I'll attempt to do so.
John Marks, let me ask you this question. Yeah. Now, if you were given X amount of dollars to get something off the ice cream truck, would you return with change or try to utilize whatever you had left over and purchase something
else? Probably change.
So, like,
not because I respected my parents. I just, like...
Well, I mean, maybe you could get, you know, if you look above the ice cream cooler, they had, like, the loose candy, like, get a couple of pieces
Swedish
of double,
fish.
Some double bubble, or...
they had the, remember the string licorice, I think they had?
You could get the string licorice. Yeah. Maybe a pack of Big League Chew.
Oh, Big League Chew.
That was good stuff.
You like, Jack, you were a baseball player, you like Big League Chew?
Yeah, I liked it. At least it held flavor, which I liked.
It did. Yeah, the
like double bubble, you can go through like 1,000 pieces of double bubble.
Yeah.
It's like it's fine for the first, 30 seconds.
Maybe a Bazooka Joe.
So my grandfather was he filled vending machines when I was little.
Uh-huh.
So he would go to whatever businesses or schools or whatever, and he would fill the vending machines with gum and sodas and things like that. But one thing they always had at their house was an unlimited supply of gum.
Okay.
Right. They had the 25-cent packs, like the Juicy Fruits and double mints or whatever. But then they had the Hubba Bubba that had the five pieces.
Hubba Bubba was it. Yeah.
Right. Hubba Bubba and whatever else. But they had five pieces in a pack. So as a kid, be like, can I put the whole pack in my mouth? And that was that really thick,
yes,
nasty.
It was made for bubbles.
Holy cow. Yes.
Hubba Bubba was good, though.
Not five pieces.
No, your jaw needs a break for the next couple hours after one of those.
It does. So that's what you put the Hubba Bubba Bubba gum.
Hubba Bubba. I was more of a Bubblicious guy, but okay.
So Bubblicious was what? Not as
Bubblicious had a variety of flavors outside of the original like pink.
All right, Ted in Westchester has the last word on this. Ted, how are you?
All right, I'm doing great, but you guys are forgetting all about Tutti Frutti. And I'm kind of disappointed. I'm not hearing Ice Cream Man by Van Halen in the background. And the gum you guys are thinking of
song.
I was a kid was Bubble Yum.
Bubble Yum was the other one, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bubble Yum was the competitor to Hubba Bubba. I agree.
It was the best.
All right, Ted, thank you.
Dynamite conversation.
215-592-9494.
Hubba Bubba.
Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494.
Did you ever get the snow cone?
Yeah, but I didn't like it.
Does
anyone enjoy
appealing.
The snow cone?
No.
You have to
keep, and we actually
saw probably the most disappointing treat to get. Like the first.
Yeah, you're done. You suck the sugar out and you're done.
You get fooled by it almost every time.
We've had, so in our neighborhood, I don't know who decides they do this, but every Thursday they have they had an ice cream truck that came out. They had a shave ice cup. So a shave ice is a fancy snow cone, right?
Yeah.
So you get to shave, and it wasn't bad. I didn't eat it, but I was like, I had no, like zero interest in a shave ice or a snow cone. Give me a stinking ice cream.
Did your parents purchase you the Snoopy snow cone maker when you were a child?
No, but I purchased that for my children, my wife did.
Dude, that's some serious work going on right there.
Yeah, make a real one.
That's hard manual labor.
It is.
And it's really not worth it. I mean, it's a lot of work for a tiny little scoop.
Go and buy one. 215-592-9494. So did the Eagles just create more cap space? What does that mean? We'll tell you what we're talking about coming up next, and we'll go to the Marks and Reese text line around 540. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with a Bet River Sports Betting Minute brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook. Philadelphia's hometown sportsbook.
Hey, it's Ken Barkley filling in for Nick Kostos. Tonight in pro baseball, Tampa Bay takes on Seattle at home, where the American League East leader is a minus 190 favorite. Seattle plus 160 on the money line, the total's 8.5. If you're looking to bet this game, I think there's some value in Tampa Bay. I know Seattle has consistently outperformed expectations all season, but their underlying metrics just aren't very good. Their starter tonight, while talented, has extremely poor splits on the road, among the poorest in baseball. He's allowed four or more runs in three of his last four road starts. I know it's a lot of juice to have to lay, but Tampa Bay would be my bet.
That's it for this Bet River Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook, Philadelphia's hometown sportsbook. I'm Nick Kostos. Keep it locked here for more throughout the day. Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.